Advice to youth. Being told I would be expected to talk here, I inquired what sort of talk I ought to make. They said it should be something suitable to youth, something instructive, or something in the nature of good advice. Very well. I have a few things in my mind which I have often longed to say for the instruction of the young. For it is in one's tender early years that such things will best take root and be most enduring and most valuable. First, then, I will say to you, my young friends, and I say it beseechingly, urgingly, always obey your parents when they are present. This is the best policy in the long run, because if they don't, they will make you. Most parents think they know better than you, and you can generally make more by humoring that superstition than you can by acting on your own better judgment. Be respectful to your superiors, if you have any, also to strangers, and sometimes to others. If a person offend you, and you are in doubt as to whether it was intentional or not, do not resort to extreme measures. Simply watch your chance and hit him with a brick. That will be sufficient. If you shall find that he had not intended any offense, come out frankly and confess yourself in the wrong when you struck him. Acknowledge it like a man, and say you didn't mean to. Yes, always avoid violence. In this age of charity and kindliness, the time has gone by for such things. Leave dynamite to the low and unrefined. Go to bed early, get up early, this is wise. Some authorities say get up with the sun. Some say get up with one thing, others with another. But a lark is really the best thing to get up with. It gives you a splendid reputation with everybody to know that you get up with a lark. And if you get the right kind of lark and work at him right, you can easily train him to get up at 9:30 every time. It is no trick at all. By Mark Twain.